This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
If you are a mum or dad who's just had kids and you're thinking about the return to work, one of the things that you'll be weighing up is the cost of childcare versus the cost of staying out of work. Duncan and I caught up with Georgina Dent. She's from Women's Agenda, also a writer for the Sydney Morning Herald. She shared some of her story and where her and her family were at when they needed to make this decision.
We have got three children now, aged 6, 4, and 10 months. And look, for us, there was never a... We didn't actually ever consider both of us not working. I've had time off with each of the kids, but long-term, the plan was always to go back to work. And when we had our first baby, we were actually over in the UK and we came back to Sydney, and I had a job that was 4 days a week, and we set about finding childcare. And the first shock, I suppose, was that it was so difficult. We both had really assumed that if we had wanted a position in childcare that you would be able to get it. And we learnt the hard way that that wasn't true. So we ended up, my husband and I, neither of us work in the CBD, but the only childcare position we could get for our daughter was in the city. So we used to sort of take turns going into the city, dropping her, and then going to our own workplace, which all seemed quite ridiculous that she had this fabulous CBD location. And we didn't. And we went about that. It was the only position we could have. It was very expensive. It was $156 a day. But again, we didn't have any other choice. So it was either not work or work and use childcare. And for a variety of reasons, we didn't think about not working. And it ended up being extraordinarily expensive. We were out of pocket $23,000, which was sort of gobsmacking to me when I actually looked at it.
It's one of the challenges. My wife has, you know, we got two young kids, and our eldest has just started to go off to school. And so we're examining her getting back, certainly into the photography business more full time. But when we first had babies, we were under the realization it was like, sweetie, man, you need to earn like $50,000 a year if you want to go back to work, because 25 of that is going to go on childcare. And the reality of that for our family was it's probably better for you to stay home and just do it as a hobby on the side, just so you can keep your feet wet with it.
Yeah, look, I think the thing that I always suggest to families is to look at the cost of childcare as a household expense. So rather than just an expense that comes out of one parent's earnings, whether that's the mum or the dad. And I mean, long-term, even though the cost of childcare is exorbitant, there's some long-term research that shows you actually financially costs a lot more to step out of the workforce.
We're hearing from Georgina Dent this morning. She's from Women's Agenda. She also writes for the Sydney Morning Herald. She shared a personal piece recently on childcare, how it is expensive, but maybe it costs us more as a family, also personally, if we don't return to work. We're hearing from her now about how the government can better support parents who do want to return to work and the benefits of staying engaged in the workplace.
Personally, I get a lot of satisfaction out of working. I love it, and I think that is a factor. I have often thought to myself, if I really didn't like my job, would I be more inclined to stay at home? And that's possibly the case. But the other factor is that staying connected to the workforce is about the best thing that you can do to ensure your financial security. And ensuring your financial security doesn't sound romantic, but it actually is probably one of the best things that you can do for your children. Because I think... historically, women have stepped away from the workforce to look after the children, but that has come at a fairly significant cost. Elizabeth Broderick, who was the Federal Sex Discrimination Commissioner for a long time, had a great quote, and it is basically that the reward that women are given for caring is the burden of poverty, because so often if they do step away from work for a period of time to look after the kids, then there's that time they're foregoing career progression. They're also foregoing, they're not putting away any superannuation. And then when things do go wrong, so whether it's a marriage breakdown or whether someone is made redundant or a business goes bust, I mean, there's any number of scenarios where not being in a position to earn an income is really problematic.
Yeah.
And so I guess that's one of the other things that I would suggest people sort of temper their views with about going back to work, that it's not just about the money right now, today, either the money that you're earning or the money that you're spending on childcare, because the big picture, it is important to stay connected with an ability to earn an income.
Georgina, do you think for mums in Australia that the policies surrounding them to allow them to take a little bit of time off to have a baby and then get back into the workplace are improving, or is there still some challenges there?
I think they are definitely improving. I mean, the fact that we've got a paid parental leave scheme is still a relatively new development. Mm. And we are, in that regard, we sort of lag other major OECD countries. The average paid leave that women get puts us, I think we're actually ranked about 25th out of 26 OECD countries. Mm. So it's not fantastic, but the fact that there is something at all is an improvement. With childcare, unfortunately, the policies at the moment are not working because the government is providing subsidies, which is useful, but the trouble is that the government is now spending so much more money on subsidies, but parents aren't getting a reduced cost. Mm. Carers and educators are not getting increased wages. So it seems to be a lot of dead money. So they're spending more money than ever, but it's not actually achieving the goals of a early childhood education plan, which are, you know, ultimately you want high quality education and care, mm. and you want available care, available and affordable. So on those three metrics, we're not really hitting the mark, and that does impede the ability for parents to enter the work, you know, to balance their work mm. and their family.